Fashion Consort News Bites is a unique, short-form podcast that features insights and perspectives on breaking news and current issues, all focused on the multifaceted business that is fashion. News Bites is produced by Fashion Consort and distributed in partnership with Fashion United, your trusted global network for fashion news, business intelligence, and jobs. Visit fashionunited.com for more information. And now, your host, Joshua Williams.
In this episode, Luxury Challenged by Generational Demands, we explore how Generation Z is forcing brands overall to be more transparent and value-driven, and what this means for luxury brands that thrive on escapism and mystery.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Generation Z is having a profound effect on how fashion brands engage with their customers. They prefer shopping brands that share common values, and they are demanding more transparency from brands regarding material sourcing, pricing, environmental impact, and labor practices in order to make purchase decisions. More and more, Gen Z customers also prefer brands that take a stand on social justice and political issues, topics which brands have typically avoided. After all, one misstep may lead to being canceled, leading to unwanted press, boycotts, and impacting sales. However, because of its higher price point and its focus on a more mature customer demographic, luxury fashion has not had to deal with this issue as directly as more accessible brands. Sure, there have been plenty of mishaps that have led to negative press, such as the recent Dior, Gucci, and Marni fiascos, but these largely blew over. What's more, luxury brands have always been in the business of creating an escape from the real world, creating products that are more about desire than need. Brands such as Chanel and Hermes have been carefully crafting their images for decades, carefully cultivating an aura of mystery and authenticity, myth-making at its best, and certainly the opposite of transparency and true authenticity. Here's Luca Marchetti, cultural analyst, semiotician, and co-founder of The Prospectivists in Paris.
On a general level, yes, these concepts are in some ways contradictory to the traditional vision of luxury, in Europe at least. Even if historically, this field was built on the highest quality and excellence, and its desirability is culturally rooted in opacity and the aura projected around products. Transparency was not an option.
And he points out that during the first COVID lockdown in Paris, many brands announced they would forego large Fashion Week productions and focus more on ecological, ethical, and sustainable issues. Less than 6 months later, that ethos has already changed.
Now we see that markets are still buying a lot, and they want to see the grandeur in real time. So big shows are back for many of the luxury houses.
However, this short-term response may have long-term effects as luxury fashion houses cater more and more to younger customers with more affordable products and streetwear-inspired styles. The pandemic has created an inflection point. Not so fast, states Luca.
The market is extremely fragmented today, and so is society. Younger audiences are much more aware and flexible as for their choices, not to mention that they don't prioritize, nor do they exclude, social competition signifiers in order to express social progression. So yes, More and more smaller luxury brands are playing on the grounds of transparency, inclusivity, and diversity. Nonetheless, even if the larger luxury brands are more and more interested in attracting younger audience, they can still rely on an older global consumer to grant their temporary prosperity without having to imagine a massive system change.
What's more, these luxury brands operate on a global scale with myriad nuanced cultural and political issues. Stepping into a social debate centered in the US could backfire in Europe or China, especially around issues that the brand has very little connection with. And yet, as a more diverse group of consumers began buying luxury goods, taking a stand may be unavoidable, especially in a world driven by social media and disruptors like Diet Prada.
What we observe in social media is partly a mediatic effect, a new code of communication. It's good to debate, it's good to show goodwill, etc. However, behaviors change more slowly. There is always a time gap, a delay, between the emergence of new imaginaries who represent collective values in the media and consumption behaviors.
He punctuates this with,
"This is the difference between the individual and the consumer, which we all are. As individuals, we don't behave in the same way we do as consumers."
So, what can we expect from luxury brands in the future?
Real change will come when it will be an obligation. It will just be harsher and even more expensive.
Thank you for listening to this episode of News Bites in partnership with Fashion United, produced by Fashion Consort and hosted by Joshua Williams. Visit fcnewsbites.com for more information. And if you'd like to share a story or participate in News Bites, please use the contact link provided or reach out on Instagram at Fashion Consort Agency. Thank you to our guests, to Phil, aka Corinne, for their voiceover work, and Spencer Powell for our theme music.